Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Yes, I. Good evening, good evening. Here, the Wednesday podcast here, Rastafari Jews here, Rastafari Israelites, the Wednesday podcast here on the Ian and the Irish Wisdom Wednesday, often referred to as Wisdom Wednesday. Here we have today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 132. Here, this is the fourth day of the Shavuot, fourth day of the 7 days, known as the week. Keep it sabbatically strong here. Here with the fourth day, so here we have the fourth Aliyah as well to share here on the Ed and the Irie. But first things first, yes, I, Wisdom Wednesday, Wednesday Wisdom, yes, I. I'd like to touch on the Anshei Chayim, the men of power. There's a particular phrase that is used and that is referred to within the Torah reading and feeding. I've heard some of the fellow Israelites and others who say they are Israel of Israel, you know, say, oh, well, them Harik and Ethiopia, that's not Hebrew, so forth and so on, blah, 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 blah. But as we start to study, we get to find some interesting things. The men of ability, the men of power, they refer to in the Hebrew as the Anshei Chayim, like you say, Chayleh. Power of Anshei Chayim. I'd like to touch on that as well, right here, here, here. Wednesday, wisdom, wisdom.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Got no time to lose, got no time to waste.
Salamta Beit Haseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
And the fourth day psalm right here, the evening psalm, standing psalm, Psalm 94, hear this.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Yes, 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 the Wednesday psalm, fourth day psalm, teaches you all about that I find vengeance, yes, I recompense. So here, Sister Aisha, your vengeance, rise up.
Boat shall roll and change.
listening to Yeh Yehuda Moah Anbesar. Listen to Yehuda, Yehuda, Yehuda Moah Anbesar. Listen to Yehuda Moah Anbesar.
You're listening to Rastafari Discipleship Radio featuring Yadon Ben Chail Ben Kushi, P.K. Eras I. Adonis and the Rastafari, Chavirim of the Lion of Judah Society Online Logest.org. כולכם מאזינים לרדיו תלמידי רסטפארי בהשתתפות ידון בן חייל בן קושי פקה רס אי אדוניס והחברים הרסטפארי של אגודת אריה יהודה אונליין לוג'ס נקודה אורג.
Listening to Yeh Yehuda Moah Anbesar הרדיו.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
And here, Shema Yisrael. Here for the Rabbi'i. Here for the fourth Aliyah. Here for this Shabbat Yitro. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 19. For the Rebbe'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, fourth offering up, the fourth reading here, for this Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro, redemption, third item experience, the ninth stage of the journey, the ninth stage of the tribe, Israel at Sinai, Ba Chodesh, Ha Shishi, Lutz Eita Bnei Yisrael Me Eret Mitzrayim Bayom Hazeh Ba'u Midbar Sinai. In the third month, the third moon, when the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, were gone forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai, the wilderness, the Midbar of Sinai. Ba Chodesh Ha Shishi, in the third month, Le'eta Bnei Yisrael, after the children of Israel were gone forth, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, out of the Eretz, out of the land, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, Bayom Hazeh, in the day, Hazeh, this, the same day. Bayom Hazeh, Ba'u, they came, Midbar Sinai, came they into the Midbar of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness in the Midbar. And they are Israel, camped before the mount. Vayisu me refidim, vayovu midbar Sinai, vayachnu ba midbar, vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha-har. Redemption, third item, experience. Grace, given up for law. Verse 3. And Moshe and Moses went up to Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, and Yahuwah Jehovah called to him out of the mountain, saying, thus, like this, shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children, the sons of Israel. U Moshe Allah il ha'Elohim wa'yikra elayo Yahuwah min ha'har lemor koh tomar le'reita Yaakov ve'tageid livnei Yisrael ye y'all have seen what I did to the Mitzrayim, to the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you all to myself. Atem ritem asher asiti le Mitzrayim. Wa'esa etkem al kansei nisharim. Wa'avi etkem elai. Now, therefore, if y'all will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then y'all shall be a peculiar treasure to me, above all people, for all the earth mine, And ye and y'all shall be to me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These the words which thou, the I, shall speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael. Atem ritem asher asiti le Mitzrayim. Wa esa etkem al kanfei nisharim. Wa avi etkem elai. We ata im. Shamoa tishamu bikoli ushamartem eta deriti we heitem li se gula mi kola ha amin ki li kola ha aret. Ye y'all have seen what I did to the Mitzrayim, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought y'all to myself, to thyself. Now, therefore, the ata. Now, therefore, we ata im shamoa tishamu. If y'all will hearken and hearing hear shamoa tishamu bikoli. If y'all will hearken, hear in hearing shamoa tishamu. Bikoli, to my voice, to thy voice indeed. Ua shemartem etabriti, and guard. U shemartem, and keep, and guard. U shemartem etabriti, and keep thy covenant. Wehiyitem li, then ye, then y'all shall be mine. Segula, 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 segula. With them, and y'all will be Lee for me. Segula, mine own treasure. Segula, Nicola ha Amin, from among all peoples. Ki li kol ha aret, for all the earth is mine. With Atem, Tihiyu Li, Mamleketa Kohanim, with Boya Adosha, El Hadvarim Asher, Titabir El Bnei Yisrael. These, El, are the words. El Hadvarim, these are the words Asher Titabir, that thou shalt speak il b'nei Yisrael, to the b'nei, to the sons, to the b'nei, to the children. Il b'nei Yisrael, to the children, sons of Yisrael. Yisrael, 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 Yisrael.
In my district.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children
of Israel? Book of Judges, chapter 4, verse 4 to chapter 5, verse 31. Besema Wawale Mephesa Kadus Ahadu Amlak. Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lipato, she judged Yisrael at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah, between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Yisrael came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said to him, Have not Yahweh Elohim the Israel Buruku commanded, saying, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun. And I will draw to thee to the river Kishon Sesera, the captain of Yaban's army with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. And Barak said to her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go, but if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor. For Yahweh Buruku shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh. And he went up with 10,000 men at his feet. And Deborah went with them. Now Heber the Kenite, which was of the children of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moshe, had severed himself from the Kenite and pitched his tent in the plain of Za'anaim, which is by Kadesh. And they showed Sisera that Barak the Bain Ha-Abinoam was gone up to Mount Tabor. And Sisera gathered together all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with them, from Harashet of the Gentiles to the river of Kishon. And Deborah said to Barak, Up! For this is the day in which Yahweh hath delivered Sisera into thine hand. Is not Yahweh gone out before thee? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And Yahweh Buruku discomfited Sisera, and all his chariots and all his hosts, with the edge of the sword before Barak, so that Sisera lighted down off his chariot, and fled away on his feet. But Barak pursued after the chariots and after the host to Harashat of Gentiles. And all the hosts of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. Howbeit, Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Yael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. For there was peace between Yaban the king of Hazor and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Yael went out to meet Sisera and said to him, Turn in, my master, turn in to me, fear not. And when he had turned into her, into the tent, she covered him with the mantle. And he said to her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk and gave him drink and covered him. Again he said to her, Stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be, when any man doeth come and inquire of thee, and say, Is there any man here? That thou shalt say, No. Then Yael, Hadar's wife, took a nail of the tent, and took a hammer in her hand, and went softly to him, and smote the nail into his temples, and fastened it to the ground. For he was fast asleep and weary, so he died. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Yael came out to meet him, and said to him, Come, and I will show thee the man whom thou seekest. And when he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temples. So Elohim Buruku subdued on that day Yabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel. And the hand of the children of Israel prospered and prevailed against Yabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Yabin, the king of Canaan. Chapter 5. Then sang Deborah and Barak, Bain Ha-Abinoam, on that day, saying, Praise ye Yahweh Buruku for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves. Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes. I, even I, will sing to Yahweh Buruku. I will sing praise to Yahweh Elohim the Israel. Yahweh, when thou wentest out of Seir, when thou marchest out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, and the heavens dropped. The clouds also dropped water. The mountains, the Tararoch, melted from before Yahweh. Even that Sinai from before Yahweh. In the days of Shamgar, the Bain Ha'anak, in the days of Yael, the highways were occupied, and the travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose. That I arose, a mother, and not Israel. They chose new Elohim, Then was war in the gate. Was there a shield or spear seen among 40,000 in Israel? My heart is toward the governors of Israel that offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless ye Yahweh, Yahweh Abarak. Speak ye that ride on white asses, ye that sit in judgment and walk by the way. They that are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of Yahweh, Buruku, even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of Yahweh go down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, utter a song, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou Bain Ha-Abinoam. Then he made him that remaineth have dominion over the nobles among the people. Yahweh Buruku made me have dominion over the mighty. Out of Ephraim was a root of them against Amalek. After thee, Benjamin, among thy people, out of Machir came down governors, and out of Zebulun they that handled the pen of the writer, and the princes of Issachar, who was Deborah, and Issachar, even Issachar, and also Barak. He was sent on foot into the valley for the divisions of Reuben. There were great thoughts of heart. Why abodest thou among the sheepfold? To hear the bleatings of the flocks? For the divisions of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Gilead abode beyond Jordan. And why did Dan remain in ships? Asher continued on the seashore and abode in his breaches. Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeopardied their lives to the death in the high places of the field. The kings came and fought, then fought the kings of Canaan and Ta'anak by the waters of Megiddo. They took no gain of money. They fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. The river of Kishon swept them away. The ancient river, the river Kishon. O my soul, thou hast trodden down strength. Then were their horse hooves broken by the means of the prancing. The prancings of their mighty one. Curse ye Meroz, Yeragamu, said the angel of Yahweh, Yahweh Meliaki. Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of Yahweh, Buruku, to the help of Yahweh against the mighty. Blessed above women shall Yael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent. He ants water, and she gave him milk. She brought forth butter and a noble dish. She put her hand to the nail, and her right hand to the workman's hammer. And with the hammer she smote Sisera. She smote off his head when she had pierced and stricken through his temples. At her feet he bowed, he fell, he lay down. At her feet he bowed, he fell. Where he bowed, there he fell down dead. The mother of Sisera looked out a window and cried through a lattice, why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariot? Her wise ladies answered her. Yeah, she returned answer to herself. Have they not spread? Have they not divided the prey to every man a damsel or two? To Sisera, a prey of diverse colors, a prey of diverse colors of needlework, of diverse colors of needlework on both sides, meet for the necks of them that take the spoil. So let all thine enemies perish, O Yahweh Buruku, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might, and the land had rest 40 years. Amen. In the name of Jah Almighty, Kedemawi Haile Selassie, Yusuf Negesi, Ethiopia, Bissam Gitachim and Ahanatachim, Yeshua Homo Shia, Shalom.
One for the father, two for the achiever, three for the one that I gotta make a believer. Fire burn, Babylon, it's your turn. You gon' burn, get the urn, I'm discerned. Knowledge face bustin' on my head like sperm. Mess up your perm, follow the spirit and you'll learn. No problem for me to serve the Holy Father. Cause I'm already highly Selassie, there is no other. The devil busy, so I had to hit him with a two-piece. Now we dizzy, I'm a rebel in the matrix, now who with me? Everybody catching Ubers, now I'm used to jitneys. They used to ask who I was, now they can't forgive me. I search for the truth, every day, then it hits me. We burn cannabis, every day because it's lifting. Tracks like this are made for cooking. Pause, let me open your scriptures and start looking.
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Thank you. Notorious, more dangerous, murder, notorious, big. Catch Tupac in a Vegas. Blood boy, same thing to Malcolm and the Marcus. Yeah, 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 yaga, yaga, yeah, yeah, still. Pataki signed the death bill. Born man still a kill and a kill. Blood a spill on in a Brazil. Blue pill, I'm a tail pill, man, just not chill. Yeah, still war, raga, raga, war.
So me kick back and I meditate and me realize that something a go on in a mankind. Somebody have to go take a look. So when me take a breath, when me take a breath, take a breath. Me can't believe the thing the way me feel. So when me take a breath, when me take a breath, take a breath. Me have to drop down from me knee. Cause when me take a breath, yeah. When me take a breath, take a breath. Me can't believe the thing the way me feel. So when me take a breath, take a breath. When me take a breath, me see the world, yeah. I want to flee. So when me take a breath, me go a wedding. Me see the bride. Me look, but me couldn't see no deal. When me take a breath, me see no fish from the land, but me look and me couldn't see no tea. When me take a pre-entertain and blind themselves, just forget little publicity. When me take a pre, me never know the man could have been said till one day when me hear Tommy. Tommy, when me take a pre, when me take a pre, take a pre, me can't believe the thing that when me see. So when me take a pre, when me take a pre, take a pre, me have to talk to God by me knee. So when me take a pre, yeah, when me take a pre, take a pre, me can't believe the thing me I see. Cause when me take a breath, take a breath. When me take a breath, me see the world, yeah, I want to flee. Cause when me take a breath, young girl of the hottest hairstyle and care my diaper for the big D. When me take a breath, politician want more property while the poor can buy a cup of tea. When me take a breath, no heart is a board like a word. Before you let I make money. When me take a breath, the only man the Christian bow to a Jesus son of the Almighty. Yo! So me take a breath and another look. Then me take another steer straight in the holy book. Me see why God wrought till the place shook. Come and worship anything. Cow, goat, Twitter and Facebook. Me not trust size. Sometimes me wonder if me eye them have the right. Who did ban black? How come you turn white? And if you homophobic, how come by your skin man a right? When me take a breath, yeah. When me take a breath, take a breath. Me can't believe the thing that me see. When me take a breath, when me take a breath, take a breath. Me have to bust down from me knee. So when me take a breath, yeah. When me take a breath, take a breath. Me can't believe the thing that me see. When me take a breath, take a breath. When me take a breath, me see the world, yeah. I want to flee. When me take a breath, me know the word never fail. Fire child born iniquity. When me take a breath, God have mercy upon me. Please change the unholy. So when me take a breath, me know one life will have you better be who God call you to be. Cause when me take a breath, me get old and go a funeral. And when me looking at the coffin of me, when me take a breath, so me basically I tell you, say, one life we have to live. It's appointed for man to die once and then come. You know the rest. If you don't know the rest, Google the rest.
Google it.
Learn the rest. Heavenly Waves Production. Longside Mr. Shout it out. So the thing go. When me take a pre.
Black and proud. I tell the world. Fearfully and wonderfully made. And wonderfully made. And wonderfully, me tell you, black and proud. Proud to be black. Me nah bleach me face and me nah dye me nah few shit. Black and she proud and she naturally, yeah. She nah put in no implants cause she born with that. Yo, me nah bleach me face cause me love how God make me. Nah dye me naps cause me love how God make me. Nah change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love. She nah do no tomato cause she love how God make me. Nah put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. Fear by the parts and straight say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. Your people inspect me. Look how me trash how Jesus Christ dress me. And all the girl them out and road still a text. But my girl text them back. Yes, the Lord really bless me. Them all a do anything to impress me. Tummy tuck and evil plastic surgery. Breast implant and buttocks implant. What next them a go plant? And the young lady, I know your hands them black like the Wesley. And your face white like the Elvis Presley. You are bleach, rude boy bleach face so sexy. Black is beautiful, yes black is beautiful. You tell me now bleach me face cause me love how God make me. Now dye me naps cause me love how God make me. Now change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. She nah do no tomato cause she love how God make me. Now put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. Fear by the parts and straight say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me you have self-esteem, girl, no confidence. You know you look good, you don't need no compliment. No boy check it in on your face because I impair the rent. You rather feel single and live under a tent. Cause you don't go put up with domestic violence. Cause God send you down on a big assignment. No boy can't treat you like you don't have no sense. Cause you could be the next black president. Look out for the bully, them and the fierce friends. Nobody make nobody tell you to kill yourself. Cause we only have one life to live. No make space and tell me jump over on a bridge. Yo, me nah bleach me face cause me love how God make me. Nah dye me naps cause me love how God make me. Nah change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. She nah do no tomato cause she love how God make me. Nah put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. Fear by the past and straight say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. Yo, me nah bleach me face cause me love how God make me. Nah dye me naps cause me love how God make me. Nah change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. She nah do no tomato cause she love how God make me. Nah put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. Fear by the past and straight say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. Black and proud, proud to be black. Me nah bleach me face and me nah dye me nah few shit. Black and she proud and she naturally, yeah. She nah put in no implants cause she born with that.
The hand of the Lord is upon me. I will dance like David.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
The hand of the Lord is upon me, I will dance like David. Cause the hand of the Lord is upon me, I will rub on, rub on, rub on, rub on. Cause the hand of the Lord is upon me, I
fight it. And when me fight it, me like it. You need to understand that me not rejoice because me got it. Let me explain why me dance and recite it.
The hand of the Lord is upon me. I will dance like David. Cause the hand of the Lord is upon me. I will be a double, double, double. The hand of the Lord is upon me. Down in a tough full well, look ya, let me explain. How me not drunk but game, me call up this sweet good name. Jesus, call up full name, like Peter call up the name. He'll pull you out of the game, you'll never lose but gain. Leave a life without claim.
The hand of the Lord is upon me, I will dance like David. Cause the hand of the Lord is upon me, I will rabba-dabba-dabba David.
Pretty gospel against stampede. Them a button them in a stampede. Them a come some in a stampede. Man a met night and a cop stampede. Pretty gospel against stampede. Them a button them in a stampede. Them a come some in a stampede. Man a met night and a cop stampede. Some a cocktail, night a fun scene. Living through a danger. We met night and we met night.
The hand of the Lord is upon me, I will dance like David. The hand of the Lord is upon me, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon me, I will dance like David.
But it's true.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. 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 Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shimela, Shimela,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 16, Be'Shalach, When He Let Go. From the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 15 through 71, and the First Epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 1 through 5. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. John, chapter 6. Yeshua, Jesus, walks upon the sea. Verse 15, Tate Wow. Verse 16, Tate Zain. Why Yada, Yeshua? Ki Yaboa Wechavso Bo Lasto Lemelek Alkin Chalatz Mehem Odechapa'am El Hahar Lebado Wayehi Laet Ereb Wayelku Talmidayu El Hayam Wayerdu Ba'anya Wayabru El Eber Hayam El Kapar Nahum. When Yeshua therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when even was now come, his disciples went down to the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Yeshua was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Yeshua walking on the sea, and drawing nigh to the ship, and they were afraid. But he said to them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. The Great Discourse on the Bread of Life. And the day following, when the people that stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Yeshua went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias nigh to the place where they did eat bread, after that Ha'adon, that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Yeshua was not there, neither his disciples, they took also shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Yeshua. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Yeshua answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say to you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat that perisheth, but for that meat that endureth to everlasting life, that the Son of Man shall give to you. For him has Elohim Ha'ab, God the Father, sealed. Then said they to him, What shall we do that we might work the works of Elohim? Yeshua answered and said to them, This is the work of Elohim, that ye believe in him whom he has sent. They said therefore to him, What sign shewest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Yeshua said to them, Verily, verily, I say to you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of Elohim is he that cometh down from heaven and giveth life to the world. Then said they to him, Adon, evermore give us this bread. And Yeshua said to them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father has given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will that has sent me, that of all that he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son and believeth in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Then the Jews murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Yeshua, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it that he saith, I came down from heaven? Yeshua therefore answered and said to them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father that has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of Elohim. Every man therefore that has heard and has learned of the Father cometh to me. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he that is of Elohim. He has seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believeth in me has everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread that cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, that I will give for the life of the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Israel in the wilderness, a warning example. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet. Verse 5, Hey. ולא אכחד מכם אחי שאבותינו היו כולם תחת הענן וכולם עברו בתוך הים וכולם נטבלו למשה בענן ובים וכולם אכלו מאכל אחד רוחני וכולם שתו משקה אחד רוחני כי שתו מן התור הרוחני החולק עמהם והתור ההוא המשיח אבל רובם לא רצה פעם האלוהים ופגריהם נפלו במדבר Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Mashiach, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, Elohim was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Ladimtu, Kabur Lakhailu, Kabur Lakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, Yesai, Rastafari. Yeah!
more love for bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get up on your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. There will be something for Rasta works a manifest and it a blossom and a bloom. Nature always run its course, the tide is rising with the moon. It only take a spark to put a fire to the fume. What is hidden in the dark shall be revealed so very soon. Tell Pharaoh free the prisoners from the dungeons and the doom. Tell the youths to not be dread and Babylon, put them in a platoon. The trials and the perils deeper down the blue lagoon. Them a want for no demonstration, you know, sister, them a go. Christ fed the multitude, it only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get up on your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Each and every time you see we forward up a door, there will be something for you. Jah gave Moses 10 commandments upon 2 tablets of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Samson slew the Philistines with a donkey jawbone. And David slew Goliath with a 2-2-weapon. Blessed be the man where walketh not in a the war zone. Blessed be the man where hear not in a peon ground. Blessed be the herbs that keep we eye on a peon stone. Fire for your man where sit down in a Babylon drown. Killers who man go a dance and left the picnic them alone. Cannot take care of yourself, they get the young ready in a room. Population under pressure, still them have more money flown. And all the wasted love that has been lost has now been found. Christ fed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. Still there is something.
But passed over their houses.
Passed over their houses.
Passed over their houses.
Passed over their houses.
Passed over
their. But passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart.
Depart. Depart.
One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia.
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 But passed over their.
Give thanks, King. Well, a lot of work was placed in the Passover already, and we took to actually put this from production stage straight to the final product. You know what I mean?
Right.
We would pass over. Well, what we try to do is take the people back into our biblical accounts of the days of Moses and Pharaoh, and with a mighty and strong hand, God rescued his people, the Israelites, from the hands of the Egyptians.
Mm.
Alright? So, on that night, that fateful night, while God was going to do this, his last plague, the 10th plague, what he did is tell the Israelites to put the blood of the lamb upon the doorstep. So when the angel had it pass over, when the angel had it come, it will pass over them and it will slow the firstborn in Egypt and rescue the people. Alright, so what we try to do is bring back this message to the people and let them know that we praise a mighty and powerful God, which is Jehovah. Alright, and in the New Testament, God has brought forth Christ as the new Passover. Alright, so those who have accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior has his blood upon the doorsteps of their hearts.
Mm.
So when judgment comes, wrath comes, Jah will pass over them and slew those that haven't accepted God. So that's what the Passover is about.
It's a spiritual rhythm.
Spiritual rhythm. It's all about messages to edify the people.
But passed over their house.
Passed over their house.
Passed over their house.
Passed over their house.
Passed over
their.
But passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart.
Depart. Depart.
One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia.
And settled in Ethiopia.
And settled.
So hear, hear, hear! Give a first ear to the metaphysical implications of
Egypt. Ra'im in the Hebrew means Ra'im, Egypt, the Coptic land. From the Hebrew means Ra'im, which means shut in, restraint, misery, tribulation, distress. Mitzrayim. Here, Gevir. Egypt, a country in the northeast of Africa, the continent which is called today, according to the legal fiction, Africa. Ancient times we have Ethiopia and Ethiopia, but this country, the ancient Egypt point of reference here, the metaphysical implications of Mitzrayim, a.k.a. Egypt, or Kemet, if you please. Egypt, country in the northeast of Africa, where the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, were held in bondage for many years. Now, Genesis chapter 12, verse 10, Genesis chapter 37, verse 28, Genesis chapter 42, verse 1, to the end of Exodus chapter 14. So here, a particular context of study concerning Mitzrayim, concerning Egypt, the Coptic, kept, right, the Coptic land, kept Ptah, Gibbet, Egypt. We have Genesis chapter 12, verse 10, Genesis chapter 37, verse 28, Genesis chapter 42, verse 1, to the end of Exodus chapter 14. Yeshua, HaMashiach, Yeshua was taken into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, Gibbet, when a babe, to save him from Herod. You have this in the gospel according to Matteo, according to Matthew, chapter 2, verse 13. Metaphysically speaking, Egypt, a.k.a. Mitzrayim, it's the realm of substance and life in the depths of the body consciousness. To the unregenerate soul, the unregenerate nefesh, the unregenerate psyche, suke, it is the land of darkness and mystery. Yet, it is essential to the perpetuation of the body. Egypt, Mitzrayim, to the unregenerate soul, the soul that has not been regenerated, reborn, the psyche that has not been reborn. Egypt, Mitzrayim, or Kemet, if you please, is the land of darkness and mystery. Yet, it is essential to the perpetuation of the body. Egypt, Mitzrayim, it signifies the darkness of ignorance, of not knowing, of obscurity. It has a special significance in the body consciousness. And we often think of it, or many think of it, as referring to the subjective or the subconscious mind. In reference, referring to the subjective, Mitzrayim, Egypt, to the subjective. Mitzrayim, Egypt, Kemet, to the subconscious mind. We also refer to Egypt, Mitzrayim, as the flesh consciousness, sense consciousness, or material consciousness. This hidden realm within our organism is in an Egyptian or Mitzrayim or an obscured state to most of us, to most ones. Yet, it is a great kingdom, and its king, its Melech, is Paro, the great house, Peron, the great On, Heliopolis, ruler of the sun, where we get the true meaning of the Peron, the house of Heliopolis, the great house, the house of On, Peron, ruler of the sun, that brain and nerve center, which our physiologists have correctly named the solar plexus. They tell us that this is the brain of the body and that it directs the circulation, digestion, assimilation, and so forth. Students of mind have discovered that the solar plexus is but the organ through which a ruling thought acts. And this ruling thought, Tahut thought, is typified by Faro, by Per-O, Per-On. He of the hard heart, who would not let my people go. However, we should not forget that it is down in Mitzrayim and Mitzrayimah, down in Egypt, Gibbet and Kemet, that I find the grain,
or the substance required to sustain the man, to sustain Ha-Adam, to sustain Adam. Many workers in truth think that it is useless to go into this obscure kingdom within each man. They are not willing that Yosef, Joseph, shall spend a part of his time, his Iowa, down in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, making ready the storehouses and filling them with the vitality, the Eitan, the vitality that will be needed when the outer man has exhausted his resources. These will find that they cannot have that joyous reunion of mind and body with all its brothers or faculties as set forth in Genesis chapter 42 to Genesis chapter 46. Unless they are willing to let the higher thought, the higher thought, Tahut, go consciously down into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, and rule there, second to King Pharaoh, to Paro, Melech Mitzrayim himself. Physically, physically, Egypt, Mitzrayim, it typifies in type that part of the body below the diaphragm. The various plagues brought upon the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, by Yahweh Jehovah through Moshe, are symbolical representations of what occurs in this part of the organism when the presiding intelligence, Paro, Pharaoh, opposes the influx of the higher life, of the higher liberty. Now, parallels to the bloody waters, frogs, lice, flies, murrain, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and death of the firstborn may all be found in the various diseases, the various diseases of bowels, kidneys, and other organs of the body as named by the doctors. A very large number of these ills result from mental resistance to spiritual consciousness, which is working widely in humanity. The spiritual man, the true ego, the true I am, is the only rightful heir to the divine, the divine inheritance, spiritual consciousness. We as individuals, as indivisible duals, must awake from the dream of mortality. Leave Mitzrayim, leave Egypt, leave Kemet, the flesh consciousness, forever. Cross the Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds, the Etarat Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, which is the boundary line where we, I and I, sacrifice every tie that binds us, that binds I and I to the past. Thence, they go through the Midbar, the wilderness, which represents a transitory state, through the waters of the Yarden, of the Jordan, representing the boundary line between the transitional and the permanent, and plant our feet on Canaan land, on the Kana'anu land, Ainai inheritance. Once there, we have 31 kings. We have 31 kings represented by the usurping thought forces to conquer. Once there in the Kana'anu, the Canaan land, we have 31 kings usurping thought forces to conquer before we can peaceably settle down in our inheritance. But Moshiach, HaMoshiach, Christos Christ, the captain of the army of the Lord of hosts, Yahweh Tzabaot, he meets Aina, he meets us, is revealed to conscious thought on Canaan's, on Canaan's shore, and directs our battles, directing Aina's battles. Truth becomes an active, irresistible power. When the spiritual man awakens and finds that he is the possessor of the divine germ, the divine germ, which is the word of truth, he begins at once to make use of it. The result is an influx of light, an inflow of illumination. Mortality, which is synonymous with darkness, begins to fade away, to fade from his conscious thought. As this light, this illumination increases, mortality decreases until, as Paulos, as the great apostle Paul says, mortality is swallowed up in immortality, quote, death is swallowed up in victory, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 53 and 54. Egypt, what and where is it? 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 Is it?
Yeah, man. It's my turn to see a vlog from my kitchen. Righteous and good for the love of the people, you know. The Imperial Master's Temple, the island to last the eye. They watch us how we live, and keep on sharing whenever time we give. It's so our strength in caring. Oh, how can the people leave that system if you show no love?
Word of truth, word of truth. Not tell a lie, man, me hear me as a youth. Word of truth, word of truth. In this fancy day of time, they use them as a revolution. Word of truth, word of truth. Babylon, you make it hard for the poor man, you brute. Word of truth, word of truth. Me love the girl, word of them ugly, word of them cute.
Everyone is important, them just a know. And I will go in the slogan, I will go mix it up. Come back to the support, the pagan show. Rastafari, he said them a ring poppy shows. Just go from the time with the mystic way of flow. Be quick within your mind, all red to get up low. Don't come too fast, them no know if it's slow. On the better youth, you know if find no harrow. Truth, word of truth. Not tell you lie, you must love the ghetto youth. African roots, this are the African youth. Oi, love black woman, them love the ghetto youth. This are the truth, black woman you're cute. Oi, Babylon me not say mute. Word of truth, what the things you distribute. Oi, yo, goodness attribute. I live among these people every day. Some will love the youth, them and the sweet, some say the youth so they go food. I pray we fight against hunger and not more rare. What will the government do? Long time I just say repatriation, but they're full of dismay. So they only want to get to youth for it declare. Oh, we collect them money and go blame. Word of truth, word of truth. I society you must love to get to youth. Word of truth, word of truth. Babylon never you kick the black woman with your dirty boots. Word of truth, word of truth. Police commissioner, that's how he get to youth. Word of truth, word of truth. I am the water to the root, the limb that bear the weight of the fruit. Happy world, more wise. Not many a people love coming down here. Them represent the ghetto as the wear and tear. Quick be bout to the white man and sell out the black man's share. Oh, what them ever yet want grab up here. Come and grab me black woman and bring her everywhere. Embrace us up our right principles. Now I know it's too dress up. Bun down your damn. Word of truth, word of truth. Not tell no lie, we have to love the ghetto youth. Word of truth, word of truth. In this fastidy of time, the bank of revolution. Word of truth, word of truth. The youth can only be free when you speak the truth. Word of truth, word of truth. Oh, you make it hard for the poor, you dirty brute. Everyone is important, you just...
If you want black history, go back to Africa.
Psalm 132. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephratah. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. 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 Crown
flourish. And when the Lamb opened the seventh seal, silence covered the sky.
The eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the love maker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer, live much longer.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. 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 In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times to God. And at times to God. And at times to God himself. 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 Himself.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next to the Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this. The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next to the Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd, 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 one shepherd.
See, here today's daily psalm, Royal M. Hark, Psalm 132, Dub Wise, A Living Rhythm, 2-in-1 here, Royal M. Hark, KJV. Sima, Sima, Shema'a Yisrael, hear this.
مزمور متو سلاسة عمد بكنف متو سلاسة عمد يما أرق مزمور عبيتو داويت نقر النتونم هلو أسر لك زيافير اندمالة لهاكوب ماملاك اندسة سالة بقونت وده بيتير انقوانا القباب وده منت آفين مال قالو داب لاينو تشم من يتا لشفاشفتو تشم من كلف لقونتو تشم رفتنا السبب لك زيافير سفرا لا يقوم المملك ما دريس كاغن يدرس بلو እነሆ በኤፍራታ ሰማ ነው በዱር ውስጥ ማገኘ ነው ወደ ማደሪያዎቹ እንገባለን እግሮቹ በሚቆሙበት ስፍራ እንሰግዳለን አቤቱ ወደ እረፍት ተነስ አንተና የመቅደስ ታቦት ካህናቶች ጽድቅን ይልበሱ ቅዱሳንህም ደስ ይበላቸው ስለ ዳዊት ስለ ባሪያህ የቀባኸውን ሰው ፊት አትመልስ እግዚአብሔር ለዳዊት በእውነት ማለ አይጸጸትም እንዲህ ብሎ በሆድህ ፍሬ በዙፋንህ ላይ አስቀምጣል ልጆችህ ኪዳኔን ይህንም የማስተምራቸውን ምስክሬን ቢጠብቁ ልጆቻቸውም ደግሞ በዙፋንህ ላይ ለዘላለም ይቀመጣሉ እግዚአብሔር ጽዮንን መርጧታልና ማደሪያውም ትሆነው ዘንድ ወዷታልና እንዲህ ብሎ ይህች ለዘላለም ማረፊያዬ ናት መርጫታለሁና በዚች አድራለሁ አሮጊቶቿን እጅግ ባርካለሁ ድሆቿንም እንጀራ አጠግባለሁ ካህናቶቿንም ደህንነትን አለብሳቸዋለሁ ቅዱሳኖቿም እጅግ ደስ ይላቸው በዚያ ለዳዊት ቀንድን አበቅላለሁ ለቀባሁትም ሰው መብራትን አዘጋጃለሁ ጠላቶችንም እፍረት አለብሳቸዋል በርሱ ግን ቅድስናዬ ያብባል
Psalm 132. Lord, remember David and all his affliction, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephratah. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacle. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointing. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown, blood 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 crown.
Kadamawe, kadamawe, inflasya.
The whole place is doomed. Help.
My advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Then, so this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of, do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that why all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that today.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Salanta, Tena is Kaling. Salanta Wendemoche, Etoche, Natoche. Salanta, Tena is Kaling. Greetings, brothers and sisters and mothers. Today's daily psalm from the Mezmore Dawit. Is Psalm Meto Salasa Hulet. Meto Salasa Hulet, Psalm 132. Superscription has it as a Ye Me'arig Mezmor. It's a song of degrees, a song of going up, as we have the 15 steps, the 15 psalms that are chanted and recited along the pilgrim's road, the pilgrim's trotting to Yerushalayim, that road to Zion, that road to Jerusalem, especially for those three times in the year, the Shalosh Regalim. So we have this themed as Yekivra Baal Mezmor, a psalm, a chant, a vocal intonation for the glory of the feast, the glory of the festival, the Baal. Yekivra Baal Mezmor. And a point of reference is Dagmawi Zena Mewa'il, Mi'rafa Sidist. We have second Chronicles, Dagmawi, Zena Mewa'il, chapter 6, verses 41 to 42, as a scriptural, we can say biblical point of reference for today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, a chant, an intonation of the glory of the feast, the glory of the festival, Yekivre Baal Mezmor. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source in Jemralen. We begin today's daily psalm. Ye Me'arig Mezmor. Ye Me'arig Mezmor. A song of ascent, a song of degrees. Uter'an, verse 1. Abetu, Dawitin Garnetu Nim Hulu Asib. Lord, Abit, my father, his father, O Ab, father of the house, remember David, Dawitin, and all his afflictions, Garnetunim, Hulu Asib, and all his gentleness and all his humility as he afflicted his soul for his divine majesty, how he swear, Kuter Hulet, verse 2, Le Egaziavi Herindamale. How he swear to Egeziavihar, to sustain of the good, the excellent Ab, Le Egeziavihar in the male, and vowed to the mighty God of Jacob. Le Yaikobim Amlak in the Tesale. Kuter Sos, verse 3. Bauneta or the Beted in Kwan al Gaba, or the Mintafim al Galweta. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house. Baunet. Be'eunet awodebeted in kwan al-gabam. Wodemint afim al-ga al-wetam. Nor go up into my bed, my bed, the bed that is spread. Wodemint afe. Mint afe. Wodemint afim al-ga al-wetam. Kuter arat. Verse 4. Le ayin nochem en yita, le shifa shiftochem en klif, le gunochochem ereftin al setim. I will not give sleep to mine eyes. Le ayin nochem en yita, le shifa shiftochem en klif. No, slumber to mine eyelids. Interesting here. Le gunochochem ereftin al setim. Here, let's look at the Septuagint right here. Right, seeing the connection of the royal Amharic with the ancient Hebrew right here. It's interesting right here because here the gun choche, my cheeks, you know, not to give it rest, you know, when you lay down in that sense you rest your cheeks. He says, Le gun choche, reftin al set kut amis, verse 5. Le ekaziavi her sifra, le yaikov amlak maderia iskagin de rest below. Until I find a place for the Lord, for Egeziavihar, the sustainer of the good, the excellent Av, Le Egeziavihar Sifra, and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob, Le Yaikov Amlak Maderia Iskagen Deres below. He said, right, this is what Dawit said, this is the vow that he said, until I find a place for the sustainer, a habitation, a madaria, a place for he who be, who he be, to my dear, to spend the night. Let Yaakov Amlak, the source of Jacob, let Yaakov Amlak, my deria, iskagen, until I find iskagen deres below. Kuter Siddis, verse 6. Ineho, befrata semano, bedor wistir magenyen. Lo, look, ineho, here. Here it is. Be Ephrata Samano. We heard of it at Ephrata. Be Ephrata Samano. Bedur wistim agenyano. We found it. We found it in the fields of the wood. Bedur. Bedur wistim. And in the forest, the fields of the wood, the forest. Bedur wistim agenyano. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Ure maderia ochua in gebalen, igrochua bemia komu beta sifra in segdalen. We, I and I, will go into his tabernacles. Ure maderia ochu in gebalen. We, I and I, will worship at his footstool. Igrochu bemia komu beta sifra in segdalen. Kuter cement, verse 8. Avetu, wode ereftihi tenes, antena, ye mekdesihi tabot, arise. O Lord, avetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, wode ereftihi tenes, arise, O Lord, into thy rest. Ereftihi tenes, antena, ye mekdesihi tabot, ante. Ante the I, male and no other. Ante na, and ye mekdesih tabot, and the ark of thy strength. Here in the Royal Amharic, it brings out ante na the I, and ye mekdesih tabot, and the ark of the eyes, mikdash of the eyes, sanctuary of the eyes, holy place. Ante na ye mekdesih tabot. Kuter zetain, verse 9. Kaina tochihis it kenna yilbesu, kedusan nehima desibelacho. Let may thy priest, kahina tochihis, siddik inna yilbesu, be clothed with siddik, with righteousness, and make thy saints, kedusan nehim, shout for joy, desibelacho, be happy, be joyful, desibelacho. Kutelasar, verse 10. Sile Dawit, Sile Bariah, Yek Ebahowin Sofit Atamelis. For thy servant Dawit's sake, turn not away the face, the presence, the perception of thine anointed, of thy Moshiach, thy anointed, thy Christ. Sile Dawit, Sile Bariah, Yek Ebahowin Sofit Atamelis. Uta Asra And, verse 11. Egziaviher le Dawit beune tamale ayes esetimim hindi belo kahodihi frey bezufanihi layas kemtalo. Egziaviher, the sustainer of the good, the excellent Ab Father, hath sworn in truth to Dawit. Egziaviher le Dawit beune tamale. He will not turn from it. He will not repent of it. Ayes esetimim, of the fruit of thy body. Hindihi below, like this, saying like this, saying like this. Kahodihi frey, of your belly, the fruit of your belly. Kahodihi frey, bezufanihi lie upon the I, male throne. Askemtalo, will I set upon thy throne. Kuter Asra Hulet, verse 12. Lejochihi kidanin, yinema yemasatem rachowina miskrena biyeteku. Lejochacho degmo, bezufanihi lai lezalem ikemetalu. If thy children, if thy sons, lejochihi kidanin, my covenant, yinem and this yemasatem rachowina miskrena biyeteku. If thy sons, if thy children, thy sons will keep my covenant, kidanin, and my testimony that I shall teach them. Yihnim, yamasatam racho wina miskreina biyatevku, lijochacho degmo, bezufanihi lailizalem yikemetalu. Their children, their sons shall also sit, be seated, upon the I throne. For I vabezufanehi lai lezelalem yikemet alu. Kutasara sos, verse 13. Exiarihir sionena merto atalena maderiawima tohono zena wedo atalena indihibelo. For the sustainer, exiarihir, the good, the excellent, have chosen Sion. Sionin merto atalena. He hath desired it for his habitation. Maderiawima tohono zena wedo atalena. He has chosen her, Zion, Sion, Merto Atalena. He has desired her for his habitation. Indeed, below, like this, saying like this, Gaziavi, her, the sustainer, saying this, Kuter Asara Arat, verse 14. Yehitz, Lezalalem, Marafiayinat, Merachataluna bezihitcha dralo. This is my rest forever. Yehitch lezalem arefiyayenat. This is my rest, marefiyayenat for Iva. Yehitch lezalem marefiyayenat. Merachataluna bezihitcha dralo. For I have desired her. Merachataluna bezihitcha dralo. I here. In her, here will I dwell, for I have desired her. Guta Asara Amist, verse 15. Arogi tochuanai jigai barkalo, de hochuanim in jerat egbalo. I will abundantly bless her provision. Arogi tochuanai jigai barkalo. Here, interesting, arogi toch. The old ones, the ancient ones, her ancient ones, Ijiga Barkalo, I will bless her ancient ones. De Hochuanim in Jarat Egbalo. I will satisfy her poor, the poor, the poor. De Hochuanim in Injera bread, in Jarat Egbalo. I will fill her poor with bread. Kut el Asara Sidist, verse 16. Kahinato chuanim dechinetina lebasachualo, kidusano chuam, ijig desila chuam. I will also clothe her kahinato chuanim and her priests dechinetina lebasachualo with dechinet, with salvation, dechinet, of dena, with the goodness that is the goodness of salvation. Dechinetin lebesachualo. And her saints, kedu sanochuam, shall shout aloud for joy. Ijig desilachual, very much. They shall be very happy, very joyous. Ijig desilachual. Kuter Asara Sabat, verse 17. Bezia le dawita kendina beklalo le kebahutim so mevratina zegajalo. Bezia, will I make the horn of David to bud, to shoot forth. Bezia le dawit kendin abeklalo. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed, for mine Moshiach, for my Christ. Le kebahutim so mebratin azegajal. Kuter Asara Semint, verse 18. Tela tochnim, and his enemies. Tela tochnim, ifretin lebsachwalo. Will I clothe with shame? Tela tochnim ifretin lebsachwalo. Be'er sugin. But upon himself shall his crown flourish. That's the KJV there. Bamarinya in the HSV, Anna Selassie version, this last phrase of the last verse, it says, Ba'arsu gin. In him, however, on the other hand, but in him, upon him, Kedisanaye, my islandness, my set apartness, my holiness. Ba'ar sugin, Kedisanaye, Yababal, Yababal, Abebe, Aviv, Abebe, Abib, Ababa, Yababal will flourish, will grow, will flourish, Yababal. Talatochnim fretin lepsachwalo. Arsugin, kedisinaye, Yababal, 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 Yababal.
That every house where His Majesty have must be united. Some man believe that only this house right and that one wrong and that one wrong and all the rest wrong. Well, I know that God never make a mistake. So if Him have the 12 tribe and Him have the Naya Bingi, Him have the Ethiopian after that, and Him have the RMA and Him have this, there must be a man somewhere we can bring all of this thing together.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Mazmur 131 بقنف 132 يماعرج مزمور عبيتو داويت نغرنتونم ሁሉ አስብ ለእግዚአብሔር እንደማለ ለያዕቆብ ማምላክ እንደተሳለ በእውነት ወደ ቤቴ ድንኳን አልገባም ወደ ምንጣፌም አልጋልወጣም ላይኖችም መኝታ ለሽፋሽፍቶችም እንቅልፍ ለጉንጮችም ረፍትን አልሰጥም ለእግዚአብሔር ስፍራ ለያዕቆብ ማምላክ ማደሪያስ ካገኝ ድረስ ብሎ እነሆ በኤፍራታ ሰማ ነው በዱር ውስጥም አገኘ ነው ወደ ማደሪያዎቹ እንገባለን እግሮቹ በሚቆሙበት ስፍራ እንሰግዳለን አቤቱ ወደ ረፍትህ ተነስ አንተና የመቅደስ ታቦት ካህናቶችህ ጽድቅን ይልበሱ ቅዱሳንህም ደስ ይበላቸው ስለ ዳዊት ስለ ባሪያህ የቀባሃውን ሰው ፊት አትመልስ እግዚአብሔር ለዳዊት በእውነት ማለ አይጸጸትም እንዲህ ብሎ ከሆድህ ፍሬ በዙፋንህ ላይ አስቀምጣለሁ ልጆችህ ኪዳኔን ይህንም የማስተምራቸውን ምስክሬን ቢጠብቁ ልጆቻቸውም ደግሞ በዙፋንህ ላይ ለዘላለም ይቀመጣሉ እግዚአብሔር ጽዮንን መርጧታልና ማደሪያውም ተሆነው ዘንድ ወዷታልና እንዲህ ብሎ ይህች ለዘላለም ማረፊያዬ ናት መርጫታለሁና በዚች አድራለሁ አሮጊቶቿን እጅግ ባርካለሁ ድሆቿንም እንጀራ አጠግባለሁ ካህናቶቿንም ደህንነትን አለብሳቸዋለሁ ቅዱሳኖቿም እጅግ ደስ ይላቸዋል በዚያ ለዳዊት ቀንድን አበቅላለሁ ለቀባሁትም ሰው መብራትን አዘጋጃለሁ ጠላቶችንም እፍረት አለብሳቸዋለሁ በርሱ ግን ቅድስናዬ ያብባል
You named a God and a terrible among men. He did not like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and it's terrible among men. He then no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like your name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
My evil boy, everything takes time. Evil boy, everything takes time.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Sirka Malot, Jehovah Adonai David.
קולנו אותו אשר נשבע לאדוני עזר לאוויר יעקב אם אבוא באוהל ביתי נעלם ארש יצועי אם את אשר נתנני אף אבי תנומה עד אמצע מקום לאדוני נשכנות לאוויר יעקב נשמרנו בפרדה נתנוע בגדי יער נבוא על משכנותיו נפתח אבל אדון תרגליו ומה אדוני לימנו חפיך אז דבר עונו זכר כהניך כבשו צדק וירא עינינו בעמוד על ידך אל תשב כנה משכך נשבע אדוני לדוד באמת ולשוב ממנה נפרי לתמיכה ראשית יחיצלת ושמירו בניך ברגית ודתי זו על המלך רבי נאמן דעת ישבו יחיצלת יבחר אדוני בציון יבחר מוצבו ועוד מנוחת ירה דעת עוד של כי ותירה תדח ברך אברך ויומי אביה לכם כהני אז משגשע עשידי הרנים ירנו שם מצליח קרן נגלית, ערכתי נגלית שכי, אוהב אבל בשבושת, ועליו יסית מפרוש.
מזמור קלמ"ב, שיר המעלות, זכור אדוני לדוד את כל עונותו, אשר נשבע לאדוני, נדר לאוויר יעקב. אם אבוא באוהל ביתי, אם אעלה על ערש יצועי, אם אתן שנת לעיני, לעפעפי תנומה, עד אמצע מקום לאדוני, משכנות לאוויר יעקב. הנה שמענוה ואפרתה, נצנוה בשדה יער, נבואה למשכנותיו, נשתחווה לאדום רגליו. קומה אדוני למנוחתך, אתה וארון הוזיך. כהניך ילבשו צדק, וחסידיך ירננו. בעבור דוד עבדיך, אל תשב פני משיחיך. נשבע אדוני לדוד, אמת לא ישוב ממנה, מפרי בטנך אשית לכיסא לך. אם ישמרו בניך בריתי ועדותי זו אלמדם גם ביניהם עדי עד ישבו לכיסא לך כי בחר אדוני בציון יבח למושב לו זאת מנוחתי עדי עד פה אשב כי אבדיתיה צדח ברך אברך אביוניה אשביע לחם וכהניה אלביש ישע, וחסידיה רנן ירננו. שם אצמיח קרן לדוד, ערכתי נר למשיחי, אויביו אלביש גושת, ועליו יציץ מזרות.
Today's daily psalm, David's vow to build the temple intro right here, here, here.
Heights going up, the aliyah. So the theme of today's daily psalm is John's promise, his yea and his amen, his tesva, the hope, the expectation, hatikwa, the hope, the expectation will be fulfilled. Heights going up, the aliyah. So the theme of today's daily psalm is John's promise, his yea and his amen, his tesva, the hope, the expectation, hatikwa, the hope, the expectation will be fulfilled. So here we have a pilgrim chant, a song of degrees, a song of ascents, and its form, it suggests that the psalm was sung, what they call antiphony, like a call and a response chant right here, 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 just like the Isis, Ayabingi Isis. Now, verses 8 to 10 of today's daily psalm, Psalm 132, they reappear substantially in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, round about verse 41, at the end of Shlomo's tefillah, of the Hanukkah, of Solomon's prayer, of the livication of what's called the dedication, the livication of the house. But doubtless, the chronicler in Chronicles, it's a later telling of the history, bringing forward the history that we find in Kings, but it's after the Babylonian exile, after the return of the Babylonian exile, the book of Chronicles. So here, the chronicler borrows, as it were, from the mizmor, from the psalm, from the chant, and not vice versa, since the passage is not included in the version of 1 Kings. So understanding the various books in the scripts, but sometimes we can look into the books of the Kings, 1 and 2 Kings, and then we look into like 1 and 2 Chronicles, we seem to have some of the same narrative, but with a slight change or maybe additional details here or there, or some details not there as we have right here. So the chronicler, the book of Chronicles, was written after the black Jews, the Yehudim, the Judahites returned during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. So it represents a kind of a retelling of the Chronicles and the history. So here we have the chronicler in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 41, at the end of Solomon's prayer of the Hanukkah. Hanukkah, what's Hanukkah? It's a livication of the house, also called the prayer of dedication. So the chronicler here, he borrows from the Mizmor, from this psalm right here, and not that the psalm borrows from Chronicles, but it brings out in verses 8 to 10 the same essential idea. But the passage is not included in the earlier testimony of the history of the children of Israel in 1 Kings. Now the composition here is no doubt post-exilic, written after the exile, after that return from the Babylonian captivity of the Judeans and the Judahites of the what's called the Southern Kingdom. And it gives voice to the disappointment. There's a disappointment that's aroused by the condition of Ha-Hekal, the condition of the temple and the condition of the nation in the age of Nehemiah. High hopes. There were high hopes and high expectations that had been only partially, to say the least, partially realized. Nevertheless, despair was avoided, avoiding that despair. Even I and I in this generation, that rhema word to I and I in this generation, when we look at even repatriation, when we look at some of the things that have gone on with the land grant, the Shashamani, the Malkota land grant, given to we the black people of the world through the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated in 1937, key man, Dr. Malaku, Emmanuel Bayan. So in the same sense, we have high hopes that has been seemingly only partially realized or fulfilled. Nevertheless, it's avoiding despair. How do we avoid despair? Well, we take an example even from the previous generation, take example from those who have tried it, Yahweh, Truth and Life, even before I and I. So despair was avoided by the conviction, the conviction that's strengthened, particularly strengthened by a pilgrimage. So even right here in this time, ones and ones, amongst many of I and I have, as of yet, hopefully, Jah willing, I and I will also make that aliyah, make that tribe, but it's good to hear from ones and ones who have made that tribe, even to Ethiopians, to the gates of Zion, and we have the example, even from I-4, where that conviction is strengthened, even though the hopes and the expectation have not been fully realized, strengthened by a pilgrimage, by a tribe to Jerusalem, to Yerushalayim, even Ida City 2, Jerusalem, even New Jerusalem, even Lalibela, yes, I, Rastafari, that the glorious promise, the yea and amen, made by Jehovah to Dawid, to David, would be discharged in full. That promise will be paid in full. So here, we have Jehovah, remember to Dawid, remember to David, all his affliction, how he swore to Jehovah and vowed to the mighty one of Yaakov, the mighty one of Jacob. What did he say? Surely I will not come into the tent of my house, nor go up, nor aliyah up, nor go up into the bed that is spread for me. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for Jehovah, a dwelling place for the Mighty One, for the Abir Yaakov, the Abir Yaakov, for the Mighty One of Jacob. Yes, I, Rastafari, Davidic. The sanctuary. So today's daily psalm is quite appropriate, right, to even I and I of this dispensation, of this generation, to hear how Dawid, even great King David, how he swore, how he vowed a vow, his strong desire, King David's strong desire to erect a Heikal in the Hebrew, the Heikal, a Beit Mikdash, a Beit, the house of the Mikdash, a Beit HaMekdesh, the house of the holy. You have this in 2 Samuel, chapter 7. He vowed, right, to create that dwelling place for the Abir of Yaakov, for the Mighty One of Jacob. The Mighty One of Jacob. Hear. When we say Yahweh, hey, Shahovah, Yahweh, he who be, who he be. Who he be? He be the Mighty One, the Abir. Abir Yaakov. He be the Abir Yaakov, the Mighty One of Jacob. Now, again, right, we have this right here, twice in today's daily psalm. We have this here in the second verse, how he swore to Jehovah, to Yahweh, to he who be, we be, and vowed to the Abir Yaakov, to the Mighty One of Jacob. And then in verse 5, until in his vow, in that word sound that the psalmist here puts in Dawid's, in his mouth, the word sound, until, we know that until the philosophy which holds one race superior, another inferior, those nine untils. Here he has an until I find out a place for Yahweh, for Jehovah, for he who be, we be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, for the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, a dwelling place for the Mighty One. Mishkanot, a place to shakan, a place to dwell, even for the Shekinah, Mishkanot, La Abir Yaakov, a dwelling place. Now in the Hebrew, it's interesting in the Hebrew, because the Hebrew has Mishkanot. Mishkanot is actually dwelling places to shakan. Shakan in the Hebrew, to shakan, as we have the Mishkan, the sanctuary, the dwelling place. Here, dwelling places, La Abir Yaakov. So here we also have, right, the Hebrew Trinity, the Ab, the Bane, the Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Achad, he who be, we be, the one. And this corresponds even right here in the season with the fourth sabbatical study for this Rastafari sabbatical strong. Wa-yera, and he appeared. The Shalosh HaNashim, those three men, according to Hebrew, bringing it out, the three mortal men, right? Some call them the three angels. We refer to the visitation in the Beit Abraham as the Hebrew Trinity, the Mishkanot la Abir Yaakov. So what do we have here? Originally, when we go to Bereshit, to Genesis chapter 49, chapter 49, verse 24. This is like the pretext for this word sound, for this attribute of Jehovah, for he who be, who he be, the Mighty One of Jacob. So referring to Genesis chapter 49, verse 24. See, the plan to build HaHeikal, to build the temple, to build the Beit Mikdash, the Beit, the house, Mikdash of the Holy in the Hebrew, the Beit Mikdash in the Royal Amharic, coming from the G'iz construction, the Beit HaMekdesh, the Beit, the house of the Mekdesh of the Holy. This plan and the plan was conceived by Dawid, by David, HaMelech, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1. Jehovah had given him rest, Dawid rest from all his enemies round about. And because he had that rest from his enemies round about, he was able to build, and he sought to build the temple. And the victory, the Yeshuot, word for salvation in Hebrew, from that same root as the name of the Moshiach, Yeshua, Yeshuot. The victories, the salvations, they were attributable to Ha'ilahim, to Ha'alahayim, Ha'ilahim, to the power, who had stood by the patriarch. So what does David say right here? From verse 3 to verse 5, surely, he says, this is his vow. Remember the teaching of the vow in HaTorah, the vow, right? Even that vow of the Nazarene, the vow of the Nazarite, but the vow, the principle of the vow right here, how David, all his affliction, how he swore to Yahweh, to Jehovah, and vowed to the Abir Ra'ikov, surely I will not come into the tent of my house, nor go up into the bed that is spread for me. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for Yahweh, for Jehovah, a dwelling place for the Abir Ya'ikov. So now the wording of the vow, as here given, is not the direct wording, but it brings out the intent of great King David, even as we find within the historical books, even Shemuel, even in Samuel, which Dawid spoke, which he intended. The tent of my house, the tent that is my house. In the Hebrew, brings up the sense of the tent that is my house. And tent here can be seen to be employed in a poetical sense for a building. But then the tent also, right, is this kind of tabernacle, right? This tabernacle even of the body, right? As we have this in the Brit Chadasha. A place for Jehovah. A place, makom. The Hebrew word is makom, right? From the root kum, and to come and to standing, like a standing place. Almost like a parking space. It's interesting in the Hebrew and the Royal Amharic, that word makom. Makom could be like a parking space in a sense, but makom is like a standing space, right? The spot. Right, a makom la Yahuwah, for Jehovah. Now, this here, just touching on some of the basics. This is explained. How is it to be explained? It's explained by 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1, where it reads in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1, how David prepared a place for the ark, He prepared a place for the ark of Ha'ilahim, Ark of Ixiariah, Ark of the Sustainer, a dwelling place. Once again, the Hebrew Mishkanot is plural. We also have this in Psalm 43, round about verse 3. But here, the first section of today's daily psalm, David's vow to build a Hekal, to build a temple. And now, as we know, and as you get to know by studying the books of Shemuel, that though that was his intention, he was not able to build that, right, according to the words of the prophet, because of, you know, all the war and the blood, right, that he had on his hands. But it was to be transferred to his son, to Shlomo, to Solomon, to Negus Solomon, to King Solomon. Yet, David, even according to 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1, what did he do? He prepared. He stored up enough materials. Enough of the gold, the silver, the metals, the wood, the materials that would be needed for the building of that holy place. It reminds I and I of Garmawi, Negus Neges, and even the Gerd, the grand Ethiopian Renaissance dam, right, that has been built, and there's still so much war, right, over that. But those plans were the plans drafted up and prepared by even the greater David, the greater son, even by the Rastafari, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie. So here, even though the psalm brings out the high hopes, right, that had only partially been realized, the disappointment, especially the disappointment in the time of the returned exiles. So when the exiles had returned out of Babylon during the time of Cyrus and Darius, and we have that in the books of Ezra as well as Nehemiah, when they had returned and he saw the condition of the temple after destruction by the Babylonians and what had been done to the nation. As even when we look even this time in the post, you could say like the post majestic years, in the years after 1974, 75, even to this present time, and even the condition of Ethiopia and specifically of the land grant and other areas, there is some this fear that seems to creep in. There are high hopes that had only partially been realized, yet it's how the despair was avoided by that conviction, that eviction, right? Strengthened by even that tribe to the gates, even the gates of Zion, avoiding that despair right here, knowing that the glorious promises made by Jehovah to Dawid would be discharged in full. So here, look at Rhema tune right here, but we ride up. For Marley, son, Damian Marley, despair right here. Check it.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this,
Shaka Zulu, Bobo, Shanti, Naya, Pinky, Mana, Mama, Warrior. This fear, hey, fear and desperation, no depression can't carry ya. This fear, hey, Ayatollah, Idi Amin, Menelek, Yo, Mana, Masai, Warrior. This fear, hey, fear and desperation, no depression can't carry ya. This fear. Like burning spear and such before me. Who all fought for the cause and despair, hey. Enforcing all the laws and
the master of the masses. One has power, the other one lacks it. Guns of power, controlled by assets, owned by financial forecasters. Who are the masters? They are the gangsters. They are the bankers, the ones who taxes. The masses, they are us, the sheep, the people divided in classes. Go off like a Shiite bomb, and all y'all see I'm on my war paint on my face shit. My 9mm on my waist shit. I'm a problem, shoot up your waist shit. Let a few go, then I get no blazing haze again. The masters, the Wall Street war chiefs, the elitist groups. The masses, they pray to Jesus saying he will see us through. The masters are the aristocratic. The masters ask the most high on his way here. I'm trying to stay clear, my mind is they spear.
Hey, I say despair.
Shaka Zulu, Bobo Shanti, Mana Titian, Mana Mama Warrior. Despair, hey, fear and desperation, no depression can't carry out. Despair, hey, through the hands of time and cruel men, it has slew more than a billion. Despair, hey, it keeps on suppressing the humble man's opinion.
Misled in a Swiss cheese when the fist squeeze. Misled, the media misleads, scares you to the point where you miss sleep. With that said, misled with this Ruger and that shooter, submachine gun better tat through ya. Copper tops, hollow points to do you some bad. Our future is misled. Three strikes, there's no school when the teacher strikes. This economy, this monopoly, with no job, just own your property. That was battle, what come natural, must survive anyhow you have to. Despair, desperation, but I have no fear when I hold this spear.
Next homeboy knows that me not smell God, this beer not make friends. Man I run racket, man I run scheme, man I run race, man I run dumb bends. Can't trust Sheena, Ina, Weena, I in a contact lens. Man I run from police, man I run dumb belt and dollars and not make sense. So, heads up to my defense, all appointed is my preference. Should have been the third, don't know what you heard, get referred by the wrong reference. When this beer start to fence, it's a fight and a dear true fence. This time by your members and all of your limb, but it must be enough make sense. Well, when I run drugs, when I run risk, when all I run out of time and ends. When I run up and down, when I run for them life, when I run down this footprint. Nothing I go on a yard and food they are road, then man I pick a touch payment. This year was a tool of a choose to enslave man and make man servant. Escape from this fear and desperation become more urgent. Mankind need to cleanse and wash out them soul with spiritual detergent. A distant army, a distant relative controlling the circumference. And any man move with no permission, they're feeling the circumstance of despair. Hey, Shaka Zulu, Bobo Shanti, Mana, hey, Mana Mama Warrior. Despair, hey, fear of your recession and depression can't carry out. Despair, hey, in a city you them rise it up the skies and they can't participate. Despair. And any time them clap it up the whole city level. Despair, like burning spear and such before I who all fall for the cause and despair, hey, they can't ignore me, no.
After the war, we can build a new... The time and the season.
שיר המעלות זכור אדוני לדוד את כל עונותו אשר נשבע לאדוני נדר לאביר יעקב אם אבוא באוהל ביתי אם אעלה על ערש יצועי אם אתן שנת לעיני לעפעפי תנומה עד אמצע מקום לאדוני משכנות לאביר יעקב הנה שמענוה באפרתה, נצנוה בשדה יער, נבואה למשכנותיו, נשתחווה לאדום רגליו. ומה אדוני למנוחתך, אתה וארון עוזיך. כהניך ילבשו צדק, וחסידיך ירננו.
ועבור דוד עבדך, אל תשב בני משיחיך. נשבע אדוני לדוד, אמת לא ישוב ממנה, מפרי בפניך אשית לכיסא לה. אם ישמרו בניך בריתי ועדותי זו אלמדם, גם ביניהם עדי עד ישבו לכיסא לה. כי בחר אדוני בציון, כי בח למושב לו, זאת מנוחתי עדי עד, פה אשב כי אבדיתיה. צדה ברך אברך, אביוניה אצביע להם, וכהניה אלביש ישע, וחסידיה רנן ירננו. שם אצמיח קרן לדוד, ערכתי נר למשיחי, אויביו אלביש בושת, ועליו יציף מזרות.
Psalm 132. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephrath. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacle. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. The fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired. I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointing. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown, blood 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 crown.
What is true.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore.
Kadamawe, kadamawe. Inflasya.
The whole place is
too. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children?
Aye, in the forest, by Yahar. Shema Yisrael, he hears today's daily psalm. He's more of Lamed Beit, of Lamed Beit. Psalm 132. Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, Psalm CXXXII, a Midrash here from the Midrash Tehillim. Study on today's daily psalm, Psalm 132. The Lord has made a faithful oath to David, that he will not turn back from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children also shall sit upon thy throne forever. Hear, 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 today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, Kof Lamed Vet, Kof Lamed Beit. Psalm 132, hear, 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 Hebraically, verses 11 to 12. Mishibah Yahuwah Ledawi, Amet. Lo yashuva mimena mipri vitaneka ashita le kise lak im yisha merua vaneka briti ve edotia zo e lam dein kam benehem edeya ada yeshvua le kise lak. The Lord swore to David, to David, in truth. Nishba'ah Yahuwah le David, amet. He will not turn back from it. Lo yashuva mimenah. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Mipriya vitneka ashita lekise lak. Hear, 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 today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, here, 12th verse. If thy children keep my covenant, im ishimrua baneka briti, and my testimony that I shall teach, that I shall teach them, with edotia zo elamadein, their children also forever shall sit upon thy throne. Dam de mehema de ada yeshua le kise lak. Three things were given conditionally by the Lord, by Yahuwah, by Jehovah. Eret Yisrael, the land of Israel. Ha Hekal, the temple. And Kise Beit Dawid, and the throne of the house of David. The book of Torah, the book of Torah, Jah's direction, instruction, and the covenant with Aharon, with Aaron, however, were given unconditionally. Three things were given conditionally by Jehovah: the land of Israel, the Eretz Yisrael, the temple HaHekal, and Kise Beit Dawid, and the throne of David. The Sefer Torah, the book of Torah, and the Brit, the covenant with Aharon, with Aaron, however, were given unconditionally. Minnaim, and the proof that the Eretz Yisrael, that the land of Israel, was given conditionally, the verses, even from Devarim, from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 16 to 17. Hishamru lachem pen yifateh le vadekem ve sartem va bartem Elohim e charim tacharim ve hishatachu etem lachem. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and ye and y'all turn aside and serve other Elohim and worship them. Hishamru lachem pen yifteh le vadekem v'sartem v'ibadtem Elohim achrima v'hishtachuitem lachem. And the anger v'chara, the chara, and the anger, the chara fi Yahuwah bachem. V'atara etaha shamayim avelo yihyehem atara zit hai dam loa titena pena yevulaha vae vadetem me heira me allah aretsa ha ova asher yahua notena lachem, and the anger of Jehovah be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven so that there shall be no rain, and the ground shall not yield her fruit, and ye and your quickly perish quickly from off the good land, from off ha'aretz ha'tova that Jehovah giveth you. Minayim, and the proof that ha'hekav, that the temple was given conditionally, the verses that we find in 1 Kings chapter 6 verse 12, where it reads, as for this house that thou art building, if thou, the I, wilt walk, wilt trod in my statutes, then will I perform my word with thee, with the I, in that I will dwell therein among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, and will not forsake me, Yisrael, my people Israel. Habayita hazeh asher ata vone yima teleka de chukotaya ve eta misha pataya ta ise ve shamarta et kola mitzvotaya la leketa bahem vahiki moti eta devaria itak asher debariti illa David avika. Concerning this house that thou art in building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes and exercise my judgments and keep all my commandments to walk in them, to trod in them, then will I perform my word with thee, I, that I spake to David, to David, thy father. Habayita hazeh asher ata bonneim teleka bechukotaya with eta mishapataya ta isef with shamarta et kola mitzvotaya la leketa bahem wa hekimotia eta de baria itaka asher di baristia il David abika. But if you do not walk, do not trod in my statutes, then hear, according to the words of 1 Kings, chapter 9, verse 8, this house that is so high shall become desolate, and everyone that passeth by it shall be astonished. The habayit hazeh yihye elyon kol ha'over alayowa yishom ve sharaka ve amru al ma asa yahwa ka kah la aretza ha zota ve la bayita hazeh. And at this house that is high, everyone that passes by it shall be astonished and shall hiss, and they shall say, why hath Jehovah done thus, like this, to this land and to this house? Where habayita hazeh yihye elyon kol over alayowa yishom we sharaka we amru al maha asah yahuwa ta kaha la areta hazota we la bayita hazeh. Minyanin, and the proof that the Kisei Bait David, and the proof that the throne of the house of David, of David, of David, was given conditionally, the verses that we have right here, even in today's daily psalm, even in Mizmor Kof Lamed Bait, Psalm 132, Hebraically the 12th verse, that reads, the Lord has made a faithful oath to David, to David, of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne, if thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony, their children also shall sit upon thy throne forevermore. Yahweh le David, amen.
Yishmeru avaneka britiya ve'edoti yazo Ilamdem kama b'nehem edei adab Yeshu l'kise lak. But if they do not keep my testimony, then hear, according to the words of Psalm 89, verses 31 to 33, that reads, then will I visit their transgressions with the rod, and their iniquity, the antiquity, and their iniquity with strokes. Hear, Mizmor Faith 8, Psalm LXXXIX, Psalm 89, hear, Hebraically, verses 31 to 33, verse 31, that reads, Im ya'azvua vanayoa torati, ua ve mishpatai loa yelechun. If his children forsake my Torah, Im ya'azvua vanayo torati, and walk not in mine ordinances, ua ve mishpatai loa yelechun. If they profane my statutes, Im hukotaya yichalelu, and keep not my commandments, ua mitzvotai lo yishmoru, then will I visit their transgression with the rod, ua fakatiya vishaveta pisham, and their iniquity with strokes, ua vinagaim evonam. And the proof that the Sefer HaTorah, that the book of Torah was given unconditionally. And the proof, Minayim, that the book, the Sefer of the Torah was given unconditionally. Hear. The verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 33 and 4, that reads, the law that Moses commanded us, I and I, is an inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. Torah Tziwah Lanu Moshe Morasha Kehila Yaakov. Moses commanded I and I a law. Moses commanded us a law. Torah Tziwah Lanu Moshe, an inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. Morasha Kehila Yaakov, an inheritance of the Kehilata Yaakov, inheritance of the congregation, the church of Jacob, Morasha Kehilat Yaakov. The Minyanim, and the proof that the covenant with Aaron, was made unconditionally. The verses even from Bamidbar, from Numbers chapter 18, verse 1 and verse 19, that reads, and the Lord said to Aaron, it is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord to thee, to the eye, and to thy seed with thee, and to thy seed with the eye. Vayomer Yahuwah el Aharon, Brita melach olam hi lifnei Yahuwah leka, ua lezareka itak. And Jehovah said to Aaron, Vayomer Yahuwah el Aharon, it is an everlasting covenant of salt before Jehovah to thee, to the eye, and to thy seed with thee, with the eye. Brit melach olam hi lifnei Yahuwah leka ua lezareka itaka. And also the verses from Bamidbar, verses from Numbers chapter 25, verses 12 to 13. Wherefore say, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Lachena emora hinni notena lawu eta britia shalom. Ve haita lawua ua le zaroa a chrayo
Brita ke hunata olama tachata asher kinei leelohayo vayaka tera ala bnei Yisrael. Wherefore say, Lachen, Amor, behold, hini, I give to him my covenant of peace, noten alahu, et abriti shalom, and it shall be to him, wehaitah lahu, and to his seed after him, ule zaroa acharayo, the covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Berita kahunata olam, because he was zealous, he was jealous, he was zealous for his God. Tachata shera kineya lelohayo, and made atonement for the Bnei Yisrael, for the children, for the sons of Israel. Vayakapera ala Bnei Yisrael. Here, Midrash notes, here to Phinehas, the Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aharon, the son of Aaron. This is my rest. This is my rest forever. This is my resting place forever. Zot menuchati edei ada. This is my rest forever. Zota menuchati day ad. In connection, here today's daily psalm is more off lamed bait. Here he breaks the 14th verse. This is my rest forever. This is my resting place forever. Zot menuchati day ad. In connection with these words, the rabbin, the rebbinat, the scholars of Torah, they differ in their interpretation of the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 9, that reads, "For ye, for y'all, are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance that the Lord your God giveth thee up. Ki lo vatem ad atta illa ha menucha v'illa ha nachila asher Yahuwah Eloheka noten alak." For ye, for y'all, are not as yet come to the rest. Ki lo batem ad atta illa ha menucha, and to the inheritance v'illa ha nachila that Jehovah your Elohim giveth thee, asher Yahuwah Eloheka noten lak. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, the word rest, ha menucha, the word rest refers to Shiloh, and why is Shiloh termed menucha, rest? Because after the conquest of the land, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the sons, the children, the Israelites, rested at Shiloh, at Shiloh. And the word inheritance, ha nachila, 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 the word nachila, the word inheritance, nachila, refers to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, because Yerushalayim is so termed in the verse, even from Yeremiah, from Ermias, from Jeremiah 12 and 8, my heritage is become to me, to us, as a lion in the forest. My heritage has become to I as a lion in the forest. Haitah liya nachilati k'aye vayar. My heritage is become to me, to I. Haitah li nachilati as a lion k'aye in the forest vayar. Haitah li nachilati k'aye vayar. And also in the verse, the next verse of Yirmiyahu, of Jeremiah, of Ermias chapter, Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 9, is my heritage to me as a speckled bird of prey? Is my heritage to I as a speckled bird of prey? Tzavua Nachilati Li is my heritage to me, to I, as a speckled, bird of prey. Ha'ayita Tzavua Nachilati Li. But Rav Shimon Simeon said, the word Nachila, it refers to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, because Yerushalayim is so termed in the verse, even the verse from Psalm 132, here, Hebraically the 14th verse, that reads, Zot menuchati de'ad, this is my resting place, this is my rest forever. And also, in the verse from the same psalm, Psalm 132, the verse before that reads, For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. For Jehovah hath chosen Zion, he hath desired her for his habitation. Ki vachar Yahuwah b'tzion, ivaha le moshava lahu, for Jehovah hath chosen Zion. Ki bachar Yahuwah b'tzion, he hath desired it, he hath desired her. Iwaha, for his habitation. Iwaha le moshab lau. And why is Yerushalayim, why is Jerusalem termed rest? Why is Jerusalem termed minucha termed rest? Because the resting place of the Aaron Habrit, the resting place of the Ark of the Covenant, the resting place of the Tabot, the resting place of the Aaron Habrit was the Yerushalayim, was in Yerushalayim, was in Jerusalem, Harasalam. And the word Nachla and the word inheritance refers to Shiloh, because it is written even in Joshua 18 and 10. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And via Yehoshua, and via Joshua, Yas divided the land to the Bnei Yisrael, to Yisrael Lijoch, the sons, the children of Israel, according to their divisions. Vayashlech lahem Yehoshua gorala be Shiloh lifnei Yahuwah vayachalek sham Yehoshua eta haaretz lifnei Yisrael k'machelikotam. In the school of Rav Ishmael, it was taught that both the one and the other word refer to Shiloh, to Shiloh. But according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, both the one and the other refer to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it, he hath desired her for his habitation. Ki bachar Yahuwah b'tzion, iwaha lemoshav lahu, until Jerusalem was chosen. Any place in the Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, was thought suitable for the sacrifice of Olah, of burnt offering, the Olot. But after Jerusalem, Yerushalayim was chosen, the sacrifice elsewhere in the Eretz Yisrael ceased to be suitable. As it is said, even here in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 13 to 14, that reads, Take heed to thyself, that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place that the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes, there shall thou offer thy burnt offerings. Hishamer lika pena ta ele oloteka bekol makom asher tiree ki yima ba makom asher yivachar Yahuwah beachada shevadeka. Ani lechozer. Ki ima ba makom asher yivchar Yahuwah beachada shevadeka shama ta ele oloteka. Wishamata itse kol asher anoki mitzaweka. Take heed to thyself, hishamer lika, that thou Offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest. Kishamer leka, penata ele oloteka, dekola makoma sher tire. But in the place that Jehovah shall choose, in one of thy tribes, ki im bamakoma sher yibahar Yahuwah be'achad shebateka sham, there, sham. There, sham ta'ile oloteka, there thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings with sham, and there with sham, and there with sham ta'ise kol asher anoki mitzavecha, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee, that I command thee I. Until the eternal habitation was chosen, the whole of Yerushalayim of Jerusalem was suitable for the divine, the divine presence, divine face, divine perception. But after the eternal habitation was chosen, the rest of Yerushalayim of Jerusalem ceased to be suitable. As it is said, even here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, Psalm 132, Hebraically the 13th and the 14th verses that read, "For Jehovah hath desired her for his habitation," saying, "This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I have desired her. I have desired her. Her. Ki Bahar Yahuwah be Tzion Iyawaha le Moshava Lawu Zota Minuchati Yaede Ada Po Eshev Ki Iyawiti Yaha. Here will I dwell. Po Eshev Po Eshev. Here Po Eshev will I dwell. Ki Iyawiti Yaha. For I have desired it, for I have desired her. Until Aharon, Aaron was chosen, all the Bnei Yisrael, all the sons of Israel, the children, the Israelites, were thought fit for the kahuna, were thought fit for the priesthood. But after Aharon, Aaron was chosen, the rest of the Bnei Yisrael, the rest of the sons of Israel, were no longer thought fit. As it is said, even here in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 18, verse 19, where it reads, "And Jehovah said to Aharon, it is a covenant of salt forever before Jehovah to thee, the eye, and to thy seed, thy race, thy seed with thee, with the eye." And as it is also said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 25, verses 12 to 13, "Behold, I give to him," speaking of Phinehas, Phinehas, "behold, me, I give to him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed, his race, his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting and eternal priesthood." Until David was chosen, all the Bnei Yisrael, all the sons of Israel, were thought fit for kingship. After David was chosen, the rest of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were no longer thought fit. As it is said, even in 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 5, that reads, "Ought ye y'all not to know that the Lord, the God of Israel, gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons, by a covenant of salt?" Hello lachem la da'ata ki Yahuwah Elohe Yisrael natana mamlaka le David ada Yisrael le olam lahu uwa levanayo brita melach. Ought y'all not to know, hello lachem la da'at, that Jehovah ki Yahuwah, the God of Israel, Elohe Yisrael, gave the kingdom over Yisrael to David, to David, forever. Natana mamlaka le David ada Yisrael le olam, even to him even to him and to his sons, by a covenant of salt, by a covenant of salt, la'uwa uwa le banayo barita melach, until the land of Israel, the Eretz Yisrael, was chosen. All lands were suitable for divine revelations. But after the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, was chosen, all other lands ceased to be suitable.
Psalm 132. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephrata. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. Crown, flourish, 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 crown,